Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological successes. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and all social networks at Lady Z. Welcome. Today's guest is someone I know personally, Lady Z. I'm Larry again. Thank you for having me as your guest host. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well, and thank you for being my guest host.
Well, I guess I should say, why did you ask me to be your guest host on this podcast?
Well, I've asked you to be my guest host for a plethora of reasons.
Plethora, okay.
A plethora of reasons, one of which is that you are part of my management team as Lady Z. Number two, you've known me before I knew me.
That's knowing somebody.
You watched me grow up, and I couldn't think of anyone else that could put me in the hot seat as I get ready to
launch. Okay, I accept that. I make it warm. I make it warm. It's not always hot. I make it warm so that it's comfortable. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I have some music coming out soon, so I didn't want to interview me, so I asked you to help me out.
Well, that's understandable. Yeah, two gathered, it makes it more compatible. And
you have a stellar track record. I've had the opportunity to be in the building when you led seminars on CPR, a modality that you're writing a book. It's close to being published. You've spoken all over the place and hosted tons of events. So I knew you'd be comfortable being my guest host, and also you're part of the team. You're like my Uncle Larry.
Oh, okay, Uncle Larry. All right, Niecy Lady Z. All right. So now let's go towards the music part. So why did you start the Jazz Tech Lounge?
Well, I started the Jazz and Tech Lounge podcast a year ago because Michael Muse, my show's producer, he was asking me to start a podcast for quite some time. And after some brainstorming and realizing how I could fuse my passion for technology, because I also own a technology company called TSQ Marketing, which is known as the brand The SEO Queen, I wanted to blend that with my music. And after a lot of soul searching and brainstorming, the Jazz and Tech Lounge was born.
Wow. So what I do know, I've seen your journey, and just from a personal, a spiritual, family, educational, all those things, and it's amazing, and that's a lot of things to process, a lot of things that have happened in your life. So I guess the question is, when did you start the Jazz Tech Lounge, and what was this journey been like? Now, you told me you started because of different scenarios, but what has this journey been like for you?
Well, you know, when I first started the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, this podcast, I initially started it as a way to highlight the music the musicians and the music and the engineers and scientists that I admire and that don't typically get highlighted in the mainstream media, in the headlines. So I wanted to, you know, highlight people. I had the honor of interviewing the direct executive director of the National Society of Black Engineers. I interviewed senior chemical engineer Shannon Martin, another MIT alumni, and I had the pleasure of interviewing Paul Miles, the Detroit Music Award winner, and he has a new record out. You can go on CD Baby and grab that. And, you know, just all these people. And then I had a chance to interview Little Asmar, who's an amazing child prodigy on the bass. So I've just had all these opportunities to really have these conversations with people. And so that's been awesome. The other thing that's been awesome is when I first started the first month, and actually a year ago, I started the Jazz and Tech Lounge. Mm-hmm. In my first month, I had 400,000 downloads and streams.
Mm, wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah, but check this out. Now, I've gotten over 1.5 million downloads and streams.
Okay.
So my podcast has been growing in popularity, and I'm really working on bringing some great hosts and some great content and great guests to the podcast as we move into the second year.
Wow, that's great. And because I know you on a personal level, and I've been I'm on part of your management team, and I've seen the different venues musically that you've played on. Mm-hmm. And you've done quite a bit. It's so eclectic. It's really a blessing. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you? Well, here we are right now. We're talking about all of these things in the past. Let's talk about now and the future. So what's next for you?
Well, in the immediate future, on June 15th, I will be performing at the San Diego County Fair on the Plaza stage at 9:30, and I'm really, really excited that I'll be following...
9:30 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Oh, okay.
P.m.
Okay.
And I'll be following right after Andrea Khan, so I'm really working hard on my show to make sure that I really entertain and delight the people.
Oh, well, that's good. Will you be coming out anything new on that show, or...
Yes, I will be performing live my new single, which is going to be available on all digital platforms where you can buy music and stream music. I'll be performing one of the songs from, is called Elevate.
Elevate. Wow. I'm familiar with that song, too.
Because you helped write it.
Well, yeah, I did, but it's really not just a typical song. It's got a nice riff. It's got nice music to it, and it has a message. So I'm excited for you for that thing. That's coming. That's going to be great. This song coming out called Elevate. So tell me how did that come out? How did that develop? Because I came in on it as it was there, and as things evolve with my part of my musical background too. Came in and because I know who you are as an mm-hmm. artist, and I mm-hmm. see who you are, and I so tell me the
creative process.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So it started out. Elevate started out as a conversation between me and Jason Hunter. So Jason Hunter is a community activist in the city of Long Beach, and he and I were working together to bring some affordable housing to the city of Long Beach on the corner of Martin Luther King and PCH. So he had gotten these developers together to put forth this affordable housing proposal to the city of Long Beach on that empty parcel there. And so we were brainstorming, like, how can we, you know, mobilize people? How can we encourage people? And a word popped up in the conversation. That word was elevate. And then, you know, from a creative standpoint, you know, I wanted it to be salient to the city of Long Beach. And city of Long Beach has so many impactful artists that have come out of the city of Long Beach in so many different genres. Mm-hmm. But most of all, I mean, when you think about Long Beach, I know I think about Snoop Dogg. I think about Warren G. I think about, you know, Nate Dogg. I think about the whole G-Funk sound and click. So It went from the word elevate, and then from the word elevate, I spoke to this up-and-coming producer, Lawson Music, the producer who has an EP out called Emotions and Keys on iTunes, and I spoke to him, and I brought this idea to him and told him the type of sound I was looking for, and he pretty much nailed it from how I wanted it to start with the bass and everything else. And then I just wrote this melody and this, and wrote the string arrangement. And it was one of those things that when I first heard the track, I was so inspired. And the only word that was written before the song was, the melody, the rhythm, everything was written, was elevate. And so when I heard the song, the melody just came, and I remember just singing it, da 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 da. So I just started. I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind, was that melody, the hook there, and then the words came. Mm-hmm. We're sitting where we're sitting now,
mm-hmm. in the studio.
And I remember I was like, elevate your mind and spirit. And then you came up with elevate your body and soul. And
mind, body, and soul.
Right. And from there, I wrote all the string parts, and there you have it.
All right. It's I'm excited about this song. There's others on the album that you're completing here. Strong, but even in the studio here and at the studio at Eddie Ginn Jr.'s studio, we recorded
string parts.
We added a lot of parts before you went to another studio and completed the whole process.
Well, you know what? I want to talk about that part.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as, you know, the recording of all the strings for mm-hmm. Elevate, it was such a joy to work with Eddie Ginn, because not only does he know the studio like the back of his hand, he's so meticulous, pays so much attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And it was just really awesome to work with a professional that really listens to the sound and really tweaks everything. And then I was happy to hand it off to Portier from mm-hmm. Legendary Mix. Mm-hmm. And he did the mastering. He did a phenomenal job. So,
Where can people purchase this new music once it's out?
Well, you can purchase it if you're on Amazon. You can purchase it on Amazon Music. You can purchase it on Apple Music or iTunes. You can stream it on Pandora or Spotify. You can purchase it on Tidal. You can purchase it on Deezer. Right now, you can purchase it on all major electronic music distribution platforms in South Korea.
Wow, that's great. It's getting out there. I'm excited for you. And again, that's because I know you and I'm part of this process. But nonetheless, it's just exciting when any artist gets to release something that they it's to their heart and they get the opportunity to do it. Right. So now we have elevated our time in this podcast. And so I thank you once again for allowing me to be part of this process. And much success and Godspeed with it. And I'm sure the people that hear it, they will resonate and help them to elevate their mind, body, and soul. Thanks again. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological successes. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and all social networks at Lady Z.
Well, I asked you to host my podcast because you have a stellar track record. I've had the opportunity to be in the building when you led seminars on CPR, a modality that you're writing a book. It's close to being published. You've spoken all over the place and hosted tons of events. So I knew you'd be comfortable being my guest host. And also, you're part of the team. You're like my Uncle Larry.
Oh, okay, Uncle Larry. All right, Niecy, Lady Z. All right. So now let's go towards the music part again. I think that's very important. This song coming out called Elevate. So tell me how did that come out? How did that develop? Because I came in on it as it was there, and as things evolve with my part of my musical background too. Came in and because I know who you are as an mm-hmm. artist, and I mm-hmm. see who you are, and I. So tell me the
creative process.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So it started out. Elevate started out as a conversation between me and Jason Hunter. So Jason Hunter is a community activist in the city of Long Beach, and he and I were working together to bring some affordable housing to the city of Long Beach on the corner of Martin Luther King and PCH. So he had gotten these developers together to put forth this affordable housing proposal to the city of Long Beach on that empty parcel there. We were brainstorming, like, how can we, you know, mobilize people? How can we encourage people? And a word popped up in the conversation. That word was elevate. And then, you know, from a creative standpoint, you know, I wanted it to be salient to the city of Long Beach. And city of Long Beach has so many impactful artists that have come out of the city of Long Beach in so many different genres. Mm-hmm. But most of all, I mean, when you think about Long Beach, I know I think about Snoop Dogg. I think about Warren G. I think about, you know, Nate Dogg. I think about the whole G-Funk sound and click. So it went from the word elevate, and then from the word elevate, I spoke to this up and coming producer, Lawson Music, the producer who has an EP out called Emotions and Keys on iTunes. And I spoke to him, and I brought this idea to him and told him the type of sound I was looking for. And he pretty much nailed it from how I wanted it to start with the bass and everything else. And then I just wrote this melody and this, and wrote the string arrangement. And it was one of those things that when I first heard the track, I was so inspired. And the only word that was written before the song was, the melody, the rhythm, everything was written, was elevate. And so when I heard the song, the melody just came. And I remember just singing it, da 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 da. So I just started, I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind, was that melody, the hook there. And then the words came. Mm-hmm. We're sitting where we're sitting now.
Mm-hmm. In the studio.
And I remember I was like, elevate your mind and spirit. And then you came up with elevate your body and soul. And
mind, body, and soul.
Right. And from there, I wrote all the string parts, and there you have it.
All right. I'm excited about this song. There's others on the album that you're completing here, strong, but even in the studio here and at the studio at Eddie Ginn Jr. studio, we recorded
string parts.
We put add a lot of parts before you went to another studio and completed the whole process.
Well, you know what? I want to talk about that part.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as, you know, the recording of all the strings for mm-hmm. Elevate, it was such a joy to work with Eddie Ginn, because not only does he know the studio like the back of his hand, he's so meticulous, pays so much attention to detail, mm-hmm. and awesome to work with a professional that really listens to the sound and really tweaks everything. And then I was happy to hand it off to Portier from mm-hmm. Legendary Mix, mm-hmm. and he did the mastering. He did a phenomenal job. So,
Right. So now we have elevated our time in this podcast. And so I thank you once again for allowing me to be part of this process, and much success and Godspeed with it. And I'm sure the people that hear it, they will resonate and help them to elevate their mind, body, and soul. Thanks again.
One of which is that you are part of my management team as Lady Z. Number two, you've known me before I knew me.
That's knowing somebody.
You watched me grow up, and I couldn't think of anyone else that could put me in the hot seat as I get ready to.
Is that what
launch.
I do? Is that what I, okay, I accept that. I make it warm. I make it warm. It's not always hot. I make it warm so it's just comfortable. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I have some music coming out soon. So I didn't want to interview me. So I asked you to help me out.
Well, that's understandable. Two gathered, it makes it more compatible and comparable. So why did you start the Jazz Tech Lounge?
Well, I started the Jazz and Tech Lounge podcast a year ago because Michael Muse, my show's producer, he was asking me to start a podcast for quite some time. And after some brainstorming and realizing how I could fuse my passion for technology, because I also own a technology company called TSQ Marketing, which is known as the brand The SEO Queen. I wanted to blend that with my music. And after a lot of soul searching and brainstorming, the Jazz and Tech Lounge was born.
Wow. So what I do know, I've seen your journey and just from a personal, a spiritual, family, educational, all those things. And it's amazing. And that's a lot of things to process, a lot of things that have happened in your life. So I guess the question is, when did you start the Jazz Tech Lounge, and what was this journey been like? Now, you told me you started because of different scenarios, but what has this journey been like for you?
Well, you know, when I first started the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, this podcast, I initially started it as a way to highlight the music, the musicians and the music and the engineers and scientists that I admire and that don't typically get highlighted in the mainstream media in the headlines. So I wanted to, you know, highlight people. I had the honor of interviewing the executive director of the National Society of Black Engineers. I interviewed senior chemical engineer Shannon Martin, another MIT alumni, and I had the pleasure of interviewing Paul Miles, the Detroit Music Award winner, and he has a new record out. You can go on CD Baby and grab that. And, you know, just all these people. And then I had a chance to interview Little Asmar, who's an amazing child prodigy on the bass. So I've just had all these opportunities to really have these conversations with people. And so that's been awesome. The other thing that's been awesome is when I first started the first month, and actually a year ago, I started the Jazz and Tech Lounge. Mm-hmm. In my first month, I had 400,000 downloads and streams.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah, but check this out. Now, I've gotten over 1.5 million downloads and streams.
Okay.
So my podcast has been growing in popularity, and I'm really working on bringing some great hosts and some great content and great guests to the podcast as we move into the second year.
Wow, that's great. And because I know you on a personal level, and I've been on part of your management team, and I've seen the different venues musically that you've played on. Mm-hmm. And you've done quite a bit. It's so eclectic. It's really a blessing. But what's next for you? Well, here we are right now. We're talking about all of these things in the past. Let's talk about now and the future. So what's next for you?
Well, in the immediate future, on June 15th, I will be performing at the San Diego County Fair on the Plaza stage at 9:30. And I'm really, really excited that I'll be following.
9:30 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Oh, okay.
P.m.
Okay.
And I'll be following right after Andrea Khan. So I'm really working hard on my show to make sure that I really entertain and delight the people.
Oh, well, that's good. Will you be coming out anything new on that show or just?
Yes, I will be performing live my new single, which is going to be available on all digital platforms where you can buy music and stream music. I'll be performing one of the songs from, is called Elevate.
Elevate. Wow. I'm familiar with that song too.
Because you helped write it.
Well, yeah, I did, but it's really not just a typical song. It's got a nice riff. It's got nice music to it, and it has a message. So I'm excited for you for that thing. That's coming. That's going to be great. Where can people purchase this new music once it's out?
Well, you can purchase it if you're on Amazon. You can purchase it on Amazon Music. You can purchase it on Apple Music or iTunes. You can stream it on Pandora or Spotify. You can purchase it on Tidal. You can purchase it on Deezer. Right now, you can purchase it on all major electronic music distribution platforms in South Korea.
Wow, that's great. It's getting out there. I'm excited for you. And again, that's because I know you and I'm part of this process. But nonetheless, it's just exciting when any artist gets to release something that they it's to their heart and they get the opportunity to do it. How can people follow you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram?
Well, I hope all the listeners are getting their phones out and going to either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And you can follow me at LADYZHE. That's LADYZHE. And you definitely want to follow me because there is a contest that's going to be launched soon with prizes that are very, very nice, including vacation giveaways.
Ooh, vacation. It's about that time of year, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thankful that you had me to guest host this podcast. This is Larry again, a part of Lady Z's management team, and a special shout out to all musicians who's trying to get into that groove of music and elevate their gift in music. So thank you very much for having me guest host this podcast with you.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest host today. And I want to let all the listeners know that persistence is definitely a good thing, and it does pay off. Don't give up. Keep on pushing and elevating yourself to get to where you want to be.
All righty. Thanks much.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.